USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning of enormous economic impact on Americans thanks to the war in Ukraine. Yellen saying Americans will deal with disruptions on the flow of energy and food as a result of Russia's unprovoked invasion. The Treasury Secretary adding Russia and Ukraine account for around one-third of the world's wheat exports. The lights are slowly coming back on for thousands of people in the South. Texas has the most power outages at over 9,500 after storms tore through, killing one person. A second death was reported in Georgia, where two tornadoes touched down. Alabama, Mississippi, and South Carolina also saw several twisters. The state's continuing to clean up damage as more severe weather is expected to continue through tonight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
A jury in Grand Rapids, Michigan is continuing to deliberate in a high-profile case.
Jurors in a Michigan courtroom have yet to reach a verdict in the trial of four men accused of plotting to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. Adam Fox, Barry Croft Jr., Daniel Harris, and Brandon Caserta are charged with conspiracy. Defense attorneys argue the group was manipulated by an informant who was taking direction from the FBI. The trial has lasted 16 days. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Police in Sacramento confirmed Sunday's deadly shooting that left six people dead was gang-related. The department is not identifying any of the shooters, but says their investigation has determined at least five gunmen were involved. They are not elaborating on the gang ties or nature of the dispute, but say they have video evidence that backs up their claims. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The body pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Surging interest rates are driving mortgage demand down more than 40% from a year ago. The national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage jumped 10 basis points last week to 4.9%. Applications for loans to buy homes fell 3% for the week and are 9% lower than last year. Applications to refinance also falling another 10% from week to week. A doctor is looking back on the harmful effect lockdowns had during the coronavirus pandemic.
The catastrophic failure of lockdowns was the single biggest driver of inequity in the last half century. So says professor of medicine at Stanford University, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya on Epic TV.
These models, in order to make them work, they have to have parameters in them, generally in order to get it right, that are rooted in the real world. The problem is we didn't have those parameters. We didn't know how deadly the disease was. We didn't know exactly how it spread. It was guesswork.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The UN General Assembly is planning to vote on whether Russia should be suspended from its Human Rights Council. The UN will restart its emergency special session Thursday morning. The U.S. ambassador to the UN has been pushing for Russia to be suspended from the council over its invasion of Ukraine and alleged war crimes against civilians during its invasion. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.